At the end of the podcast, after the closing jingle, you will hear an interview with Steve Byrne, comedian Steve Byrne, talking about his special on Amazon called The Last Late Night. It's really funny. The interview is actually very funny as well, so please stick around for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast.
Who's singing
Big
off?
D and Bubba podcast.
Is that you?
The podcast, the podcast.
I don't know. Was that?
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, it's the recording.
I see how it is.
That was a long time ago. Probably changed now.
The best part of that is at the very end.
Probably changed now.
That was a long time ago. It's probably changed now.
Well, welcome to the podcast. If you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app and get to show some gratitude, give a tip to favorite artists and bands, and Patrick is eating already. We'll tell you what's going on. It also allows you to support some great causes around town. You can watch exclusive content. They pretty much do it all. Stuff you can't find anywhere else. Picklejar.com. It works on your iPhone. It works on your Droid. And we are so excited because here we are in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. By the way, picklejar.com is where you get that. O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, where we are, and O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. What is Carson cutting over here?
We didn't eat enough today with the Christmas party.
No.
Omaha Steaks cheeseburgers, but now Carson introduces to your friend.
Oh, my. So we have talked at length on the podcast before about Joey's, my favorite place in the world. And when they closed, I really thought about moving because what else is keeping me here? With all due respect to you guys. And I got a text this morning from Marianne, who we love, and she said, there's a delivery coming today. And she had a very specific time. And I was like, wow, she tracked some QVC for us.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, no. Then Chris shows up from Joey's with all of the best of Joey's
things. Joey's is closed, what? Chris, but you guys still cater?
We've been catering, like, for the holidays. But we will be catering, like, extensively.
I already made two orders. I had cannoli dropped off last weekend, and I'll be picking up ziti next week.
Chris, what'd you bring in? What is this?
We got some ziti. Make ziti.
No, what is ziti?
It's just like macaroni and cheese in an Italian way.
It is a tube pasta.
Go ahead and hook me up, Nick.
It's ziti.
Okay. I'm giving a good description there.
I'm over here, too. So is there any difference between ziti and baked ziti, or is it just the way people say it?
Well, this is baked ziti because you cook it first, right? And then you put, like, all your stuff, you know, your cheese, your sauce, and all that. And then you put it back in the oven, and then you bake it.
You're just going to have to pull that cheese out, man.
That's fine. I don't care.
So is there, like, another way to prepare ziti at all?
Yeah, 100 ways.
Oh, okay.
Can you
that's
smoke
why I asked.
Can you smoke it?
So what else? Ziti?
Some salad, some bread, and some
cannolis.
I'm sorry you wasted the salad on us.
What's cannoli?
Oh, no, you didn't. A little dessert. It's like a little tube with the...
Can you throw me a napkin?
Dude, cannoli is life, bro. Oh,
okay. What's in cannoli?
It's just like mascarpone cheese and, you know, sugar and a little bit of cinnamon.
A pastry shell.
Yes, and then we put like the shell. You know, it goes into the shell. The cream.
Is this like your family recipe?
Everything's our family recipe.
Mm-hmm. And so you're growing up, like this is like what your mom did and your grandmother and...
Yes.
I don't know the story.
Yes. We were brought up in a Italian family. You know, like I went to kindergarten not knowing English. I didn't know a word of English. And I can still remember that. I mean, it's crazy, right? I was only 5, but it left a really big impression on me.
So growing up, where'd you grow up at?
In Brooklyn.
So you're in Brooklyn and you're just how did you get around? Like, I guess everyone in the neighborhood spoke Italian and that was it.
Spoke Italian in my neighborhood. Yes.
Okay.
It was easy. It was like, okay, just talk Italian. you know, all day.
Well, you know, my grandmother was the same way, that her family all spoke Italian. Her parents didn't speak English. And what do you need, Patrick?
Can you hook Bubba up? He looks at me. He's like a little kid.
I feel like a puppy, but you know, like when you're eating and the dog
my
is
grandmother
at the table.
Would, like, she spoke English, but she spoke Italian as well. She would brag that in high school she joined the Italian club.
Oh, yeah.
And she won awards. She's like, oh, I won the Italian contest. I'm like, well, you cheated. But all right,
you were born Italian.
You know.
Well, that's what I did, too, to get good grades. You know, I took Italian instead of Spanish.
Yeah. Smart.
So I could get really good grades.
Yeah, that's good.
It's always a great idea until it backfires because you make a C. Because it turns out that the Italian you speak at home, like somebody.
No, I took
French in high school, and I didn't make good grades in it.
Well, they might.
Even though my whole family spoke it.
Maybe you spoke the dialect at home.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like my parents spoke the dialect. Uh-huh. To themselves, and then to me, they spoke Italian.
Okay.
So that I would not, you know, that was the real way to do it.
Yeah. Hey, Marianne, what's up? It's Big D and Bubba.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. We're just over here hanging out with Chris from Joey's eating. I'm just, we're getting an Italian.
Oh, my gosh.
We're getting an Italian school lesson. I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Marianne can actually do that as well because Marianne also Italian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you guys like? Do you have a directory, an Italian directory? Are you guys all in it? Just call each other.
No, that's the mafia, and we don't talk about it.
You don't talk about it, especially on the air.
Yeah, Big D, I don't know who you are, but you're about to be nobody,
right?
Mary, thank you for doing this. What a great Christmas gift!
Thank you so much.
Well. Hey, you know, I just happened to see on Facebook that Joey's was catering, so I had to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
So sweet.
Marianne, I have a question for you. Have you ever seen pictures of us? Do you not know that we're already...
Have you ever seen pictures of him? Have you ever seen pictures of me?
I have hung out with you.
Do you have no idea? Do you not know that we're already fat enough that you keep feeding us?
Really nice. Thank you.
No, but thank you, Marianne. This is literally the greatest Christmas surprise you could have ever given.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I heard that the hamburgers were being cooked, I'm going, well, what about Carson? That's why I said I got you, girl.
Thank you. I just went face first into the ziti, so we're good.
I just thought about something. Carson doesn't eat meat.
Yeah. There's no meat in the ziti.
There's none
at all. No meat.
No. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
There's like it feels like there's little tiny bits of ground meat in there, but it's not.
Because literally nobody does it better than them.
What?
No, it's just got a good consistency in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, whenever it came out, when it was announced that Joey's was closing up, how many people reached out in Nashville to you guys?
Oh, my God. A lot of people. By the thousands, actually.
How many people jumped off bridges?
I'm close. I was right on that overpass.
There was people like, okay, the next day, which was, we closed on a Friday, but by Monday, when people were driving up, the gates were closed. So Joey calls me and he's like, Chris, get over here. And I was like, what? He goes, look, we're on the news. And I was like, for what? He's like, because we're closed. And I was like, okay. And you see people getting interviewed, and some women were crying. They were crying. And I started crying. I'm like, did I do the right thing? What am I doing?
Oh, I would like it noted that they posted the update. They posted the closing on Sunday, which we refer to as Black Sunday.
Yes.
Moving on. And I live right around the corner from Joey's. And I drove by and I saw people lined up. And I felt a kinship.
Yeah.
I felt this was my new sorority.
So those people were there for their final meal there? Is that
no,
how it
people
was?
Had
no.
It. They didn't know.
No, they didn't
people
know.
People didn't know it was closed, so they would just show up.
Right, gosh.
So, Marianne, you doing this is a huge, huge deal, so thank you very, very much.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Marianne.
Awesome. Merry Christmas, Marianne.
Merry Christmas.
Stephanie is my friend. She made it happen for me.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Thank you, girl. We love you. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
You guys love too.
You. Thank okay, you. Bye. This is the best. You are the best.
Merry Christmas.
I'm in here and I hear Carson and Patrick and Bubba all talking about. I think we've ordered. From before.
Dude, remember the Gladiator was the pizza. It was like it had the crust on top and the bottom.
Oh, that's right, that was my favorite.
Stuff full of the stuff. Yeah. And the first time I went in, I ordered two, and the Stephanie looks at me and goes, "Sweetie, you can't eat two." I was like, "Watch me."
They would see something real special. They did the same thing to me too. Mm-hmm. I would go in, I would get two, and they're like, "You can't eat two." Yeah. I'm like, "I can." Yeah. Put it on the plate.
I ate one and a half, and then I got the meat sweats.
Yeah, even Patrick tapped out.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I tapped out. It was tough.
I never tapped out.
So now you guys, you're not opening the restaurant. You're just going to do catering?
Like, right now, we are using Nelly's Italian Cafe, which is my daughter's place in Spring Hill. So we're using her facility to do our caterings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why did it close?
Well, the guy next door, which is Shane Trucking, uh-huh. he made us an offer, and we said, okay.
They bought you out. They bought the building out.
Yes, the building.
I got you.
Yes. But Joey's was never bought out. Like, we're still Joey's. Like, mm-hmm. we can go anywhere.
So any possibility of it getting a new location and doing a daily thing?
Yeah, well, this is what we're trying to do. We are trying to do a venue, a wedding venue.
Okay.
And out of that wedding venue, we are going to have a full-size kitchen and including pizza ovens. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be doing the pizza our caterings.
This is what I heard, is that I finally have found a reason to get married.
Right, right.
I feel like, that for some reason, the good Lord has been holding me back from marriage. And now he says, "Here you go, child. You can now get married at Joey's."
We got to find her a guy.
It's going to be a beautiful place. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Is it going to be like a farm setting?
You have any extra sons?
It's going to be on a historical site in Murfreesboro. It's a beautiful home that we purchased in Murfreesboro, and we are building a barn on it, like a beautiful, beautiful barn. When I say barn,
I know what you mean.
It's a fancy one.
The barn dominium kind of.
It's going to be really pretty.
Yeah, nice and rustic or whatever.
Right. We've had some setbacks. If we didn't have the setbacks, then we would have been open already,
Okay.
But being that, we had some setbacks, we,
Is that your phone?
Yeah, that's my phone.
Are you late for another? You're not making another delivery.
Yeah, we're not keeping you.
We just kind of
dragged
you in
Stephanie.
Here.
It's probably Stephanie checking on me. Mommy, are you okay? Did you do the delivery right?
Did they eat you too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question.
So she has a restaurant of her own, right?
Nellie.
Oh, Nellie does. Okay.
Nellie does.
And Nellie's.
That's my middle child.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie's my oldest, which is the one that you guys know from the pizzeria.
From the pizzeria.
And
so is Nellie's is that the name of the place?
Yes.
Okay. So is Nellie's basically Joey's?
I mean, it's
same
exactly
recipe?
Our recipes. Yes. Hmm. Yes. We gave it over to her. Yes. We said,
I never knew that.
Go for it.
Now I have a reason to drive to Spring
Hill. Now, with her, the real story is, her first location was called Joey's House Pizza. We gave her second location in Spring Hill.
Okay.
But then when their lease was up, they decided to take a little break, from the pizza business.
Yeah.
And they went into chicken and waffles and just driving around in a truck with chicken and waffles. Okay.
Oh.
And they loved it, whatever. But then,
do you get that? I don't get the chicken and waffle.
Yeah, they wanted to bring it out to Nashville, whatever, and it did okay.
It's an Atlanta thing, isn't it?
L.A. LA.
I think it's L.A. Right, it's L.A. And but then that got old because they weren't making money to support the whole family. Their family with the kids and stuff. So they were like, "We want to open up Joey's again." And Joey said, "Nope, you're done."
Oh, how about that?
That's my husband.
You had your chance.
Oh, yeah.
That's a mob move.
I
gave you one chance.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're so dead to me.
So, So Danielle said, her name is really Danielle. She said, "Well, I'm going to do this on my own."
I've heard that before.
Said, "Go for it."
And then this. I know.
She decided to do Nelly's. People. That's it.
These people.
Yeah, when you had Joey's in Spring Hill, those were my parents lived in Alabama. Uh-huh. And so I would meet them there because it was kind of a halfway.
Right, right, right.
And so
kind
they'd like
halfway.
Drive up and be like, you know, random. Oh, yeah, this is my whole family affair. It's Joey's. I literally texted my mother when they announced that Joey's Catering was up. And I'm like, Christmas is safe. I just ordered ZD.
When I just finished my ZD, and I was about to start licking the plate, and I went, not on camera.
Don't lick the plate.
When did you? No, sop it up with
sop
the bread.
Sop it up with the bread. Pass the bread. When did you open the Elm Hill location?
We opened it up 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, whatever that is. Right. I'm not good with numbers.
Because I remember the first time I went in there, I was single and younger and slightly better looking. And I remember thinking, wow, that girl is cute. And then then somebody said something and she screamed back at them and I went, I can't handle that.
Why? What's the difference? That's basically a Cajun girl.
Oh, I know. I remember, and then it was like a shouting match broke out between Stephanie and Joey, and I was like,
there's hardly any difference between Italians and Cajuns. I'm just letting you know.
When I moved here, I would find other people with Northeastern license plates, like Connecticut, and I'd say, where do you get good pizza? And everybody always said, so Joey's, and that was when you were in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I went, and the place is packed, and some woman had gone up, I guess you called out, there was a calzone. And she grabbed it, and she came back, and she's like, "This isn't what I ordered." And you go, "No, you ordered a veggie calzone. Why'd you take the pepperoni? Now that guy doesn't have a lunch, and I gotta wait on you." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm home. These are the most amazing people."
I mean, she messed it up. Right?
She messed it up. Yeah. She wasn't listening, and I was
she
like,
"She was in a hurry.
Yes!
Like, wait, oh, your turn."
It was It was everybody I was raised with. Yeah. It was spectacular.
So, all right. So, if you can't cook a pizza. Uh-huh. And you have to order it from a chain.
Ooh.
What? Which one?
The chain?
A chain restaurant. Which one would you
recommend? So my husband says that the Jets pizza, the square, is a good pizza.
Okay.
He's tasted that.
I heard that. That's good. Yeah.
And that's it. Like, I don't know about the other chains. Like, I don't know.
Have you never had it?
No.
I'm going to tell you a secret about Chris.
I'm bad. I never had it.
No,
now, Joey's had it.
When you go to Joey's and you would say, and here we are, I'm ordering, I'd order pizza and ziti and cannoli at a meal, and she can verify this.
Yes.
And I mean, just comment. One day I walked in, I'd lost weight, and she goes, girl, you're looking good. I go, yeah, I know. That's why I haven't been in a while. She's like, no, keep it up. Like, I don't mind losing your business. You're losing weight. But you'd walk in and you're eating all this food. She sits there with a plate of tomatoes. She does. She just eats veggies. That's it. So, yeah, she hasn't eaten pizza because that's why she is this big.
I can't. In the last 15 years, I got allergic to, like, all kinds of food. Oh. And I was, like, put in the hospital, this and that. So, and they finally found out. Well, they didn't find out. I found out myself. I told them after extensive testing. I was like, do you think maybe I got an allergy? And they were like,
did you say it like that?
You did. So adorable.
Exactly like that. And they were like, well, we don't know, you know. And I said, you know what? I'm going to an allergist, all right? That's it. I'm done, like, with you people.
Yeah.
2 years of suffering. So finally I went to an allergist, and she's like, oh, my God. You're allergic to 78 items, which turns into 300 items. Like, because, like, say, like, corn. Then you can't have cornstarch.
Right?
So it multiplies. And so, yeah, I'm like...
It came out of nowhere?
Yeah, it did, actually. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a tick bite?
You know, everybody asks me that. If I did, I didn't see it. I don't know where it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I check myself. I don't know.
Wow. That's weird. That sucks.
Very
so what,
weird.
So
meanwhile,
like,
there's
what do you
this
eat?
One giant tick that's been hanging out going, I hope she never finds me.
Exactly.
So what do you eat?
Well, now, okay, so it's every 7 years your body changes. So your body will go through really major,
What?
Yeah.
What kind of changes?
Okay, so like say they tell you can't eat almonds. And then after 7 years you go back for testing, you very well can eat almonds again. And
Seriously?
Eat peanuts.
You tell me I can eat shrimp?
Yeah.
I'm going to get tested.
I'm not kidding. You got to get tested every 7 years. Mm-hmm. You get tested.
So I wonder if this cold allergy will go away in 7 years.
He can't get cold.
I can't get cold. If I get cold and wet, I could, like, if I jumped into a cold swimming pool, that's how you kill me.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he gets rashes.
Well, I'm very sensitive to the cold, too. Like, I can't have any. Like, right now, I'm
Yeah, you're pretty bundled up.
Yeah.
It is freezing in here. Yeah. You're the skinniest person. You're the skinniest person to sit in this room in a while.
Man, I need a nap now. I had the best meal.
No.
You know, we did like
you know what you need? You need espresso right now.
Yes,
Maron.
I do.
I don't bring you guys espresso.
I could hook you up with a Red Bull.
I mean, you could also have a cannoli.
I think a cannoli would be great. I'm going to go get a fresh coffee while you continue.
There you go.
There's cannoli.
There's
a cannoli.
What? There's the cannoli.
There might be sauce on the
cannoli. So what do you eat? What do you eat? Like, what's your daily kind of?
I eat a lot of, like, you know, salads, vegetables. Like, some vegetables I'm allergic to, too. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, I can't have zucchini. I can't have, what else can I have?
Squash?
Carrots. I can't have squash. I can't have, what else? Peas.
Did you lose weight after you?
No, I was always
the
same
thing.
Yeah, I'm always the same thing. Ah. Whether I eat a lot or little, I'm always the same thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question related to this cannoli. How many calories is in this?
There's no calories.
Yeah, why are you asking?
It's
calorie free. I'm going to guess it's like 7,000.
We don't measure that. Italians don't measure calories.
I would say at least 800.
800? No, that's
too
much.
It's the mini.
It's a baby one.
Yeah. Madon. I love that she
Forget
said that.
About
I about like flashback to my grandmother
Madon.
And great aunt in Waterbury, Connecticut.
What's Madon mean?
Madon. It's like, how do you can't describe it in English.
No, it's an exclamation of like, come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha.
or like you could say Madonna, like oh my, you know, like yeah,
Madonna
like
me.
Madonna me.
Yeah.
This is the most delicious thing I've ever eaten.
I went to a dinner party the other night and I ordered their cannoli and my friend Donna Jean and my friend Doug, they almost danced. Because they were like, wait, are these from Joey's? I said, they are.
Oh,
and they
please.
Were the full-sized.
Yeah, let me tell you something about the full-sized cannolis.
It got your chocolate on the inside, too. Mm-hmm.
I had a couple that used to come into the pizzeria and tell me about their sex life, okay?
Oh,
and I'm
Lord.
Like, I don't want to hear about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to hear about this. And she's like, you don't understand. She's like, it's because of the cannoli. And I'm like, what? She's like, oh. You have no idea what goes on with that cannoli. I said, that's it. I'm done.
What goes on with the cannoli?
Please move on.
I'm glad you guys closed.
Stop that.
You would be so much fatter now that you know.
Stop
huh?
it.
So gross.
Also, I love it. Like one day, Chris is like, do you know Luke Bryan? I'm like, I mean, sort of. And I've met him. And she's like, he used to come in. He doesn't come. Tell him to come back. We miss him.
Yeah. I mean, I met him when he was first starting. He was awesome.
I can eat off the cheese off of it. How much cheese do you guys go through in a day?
Oh, my God.
Do you get it from? Where do you get it from?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That Mott's is awesome.
Yes. We get grande cheese. Mm. We get grande, and it comes from, what's that place again? That makes the cheese. That
I don't know.
Wisconsin.
I've always
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Thank
you.
Oh my God.
It's like top of the line. Like,
it is.
They almost didn't deliver to us because they were like, you're not worth it to come just for you guys. And I'm like, listen, you got me. You got my family. You got, you know, just go out and do your job. You're a salesman, right? Go sell your product. Go make more sales out in Nashville.
Yeah.
So anyways, he was like, all right, whatever. And finally, they started getting some more sales. Like, you know what he used, what he pitched, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joey uses it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's all you need.
That's
all
you need.
And they were like, okay, we'll try it, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, but it's
very,
good.
Very expensive.
It is good,
mozzarella
though.
Is like, that's like my favorite thing on the planet.
Yeah. But when they give me the ZD to take and bake,
mm-hmm.
I also get a cup of Mott's because I put it on after.
Yes.
And the problem is you bake the ZD first and that cup of Mott's is still sitting there because you put it on later and I just start eating it.
Exactly. Right.
And I'm like, it's so good.
It's so good.
It really is.
Well,
now, do you guys have like an Italian Christmas tradition meal? Or
everybody gets around, sings Dominic the Donkey.
No.
Oh, Jiminy Jing.
No, we have like a tradition, of course. You know, I don't know if it's of course. I mean, for the Italians, we do like the fish on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. You have to have fish. Mm. You don't eat meat. You don't eat anything like that on Christmas Eve.
Do you do the big Feast of the Seven Fishes?
Yes.
You do that?
Yes. And we try to do at least seven, you know, different fish. But, you know, sometimes you're
limited.
A little short. Right. Because out here, like, you know, back in Brooklyn, we had like the fish market. You know, my mother knew all the people. She would go, listen, get this ready for me. Get that ready. You know, not picking it up. Uh-huh. Here, it's like you got to get what you could get.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right. And so, and then on Christmas Day, is your family, you wait? Or do you open up one gift maybe Christmas Eve, or you wait until Christmas Day?
No.
To open gifts?
Usually we do it, if I have all the family over for Christmas Eve, then we all open them up on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
But if we don't do it on Christmas Eve, then, you know, we do it on Christmas Day. It just depends when it falls on,
okay.
You know. But.
Right.
But we don't have a set time, you know, with that. Now, when the kids were little, I would always do the Christmas Eve at night. Just me give the kids their gifts and stuff, you know, and tell them it was from Santa, whatever.
That way everybody could sleep in.
Right.
That's
and
smart.
That's it. But now, well, not now, but all the time, I've always done Santa Claus. I used to dress up like Santa Claus. So now my grandkids, okay, I know it's crazy, right?
No, I love it.
But my grandkids, last year, I decided to paint my face brown so that she wouldn't recognize me.
Yeah, this is not going to end well.
And she turns around and she goes, what are you trying to do, Norna? Like, I know it's you.
You're not on
and
Twitter,
I'm like,
are you?
No. I'm like, no, it's not. Yeah.
Not get Joey's canceled.
Is this why you're closed? When's the wedding venue open up?
It's not built yet, you know, so it's going to be about a few more months until we get the approval from the city when to start, you know, like.
Right.
Or your blueprints and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Gives
that's
me time
very
to get on Tinder.
I need to find it. Yeah, I was going to say, I need
find
to find friends who are going to be getting married in the next year. And
Oh, yeah. We'll be advertising it. We'll be, you know, posting
what celebrities that would come in to Joey's back when it was open?
Oh, my God. A lot. And some of them, I didn't even know they were celebrities. Like, you know, I didn't recognize
like
them.
Like me. She had no idea.
I know, right?
I remember Keith Urban posted pictures.
Yes,
being at Joey's.
Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. He's a doll. And then.
Did you know he was famous?
Yes.
How did you know?
I listened to country music.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Keith Urban, who else?
Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, of course, Nichols.
Joe Nichols?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He was a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But he didn't like my cannoli, so I was kind of pissed.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he said, you know, in his defense, he said, I don't like sweets. And I was like, okay, right, you could say that.
So it wasn't a slight at your cannoli.
Right. I know, but I take it personally.
Oh,
you know
I would too. Yeah.
I brought it over to him, and it's sitting there. And I'm like, when are you going to eat it, bro? And he's like, oh, well, I don't eat sweets. And I'm like, oh, well, why don't you say something? You know, like, I got to waste it on you?
Yeah.
You know?
But you guys have had,
else?
Like, sports stars, too.
Yeah. From the Titans, a whole bunch of Titans guys. Listen.
I love the way she says
a lot of
Titans.
People, I don't even know their names, okay? I know them by face. Uh-huh. And then they're like, you know. People will be like, oh, you know that so-and-so. And I'm like, really? Let me go closer. Oh, yeah.
Chris, you are so adorable. I am so glad you walked in here right when the podcast was starting. This has been so much fun.
Before you leave, I want you to voice my GPS.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can
go
do
there,
that.
Go there, turn left.
And then have like where I screw up. Ah, what are you doing? God, no, hey!
I swear to God, you're not the first person that's told I wonder if I can do that. Can I do that?
Yeah, you
sure.
could do that.
You can.
We could put you in a studio here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. That would be great. Mm-hmm.
Well, you should be doing voiceover work for sure.
The only person who would not want your voice on the GPS would be your husband. That's
it.
Joey would not
right.
like that.
Oh, no.
You're right.
No.
Not her. Oh. Please. I listen to her enough at home.
Did you meet him in Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah. I met him in Brooklyn. I didn't go to school with him, thank God, because he was like, he wasn't a good student. But he
can cook.
He went to a special school or something?
No, he wasn't. He was like, you know, a tough guy, you know?
You want to answer that?
Stephanie. Yeah, you need to
answer.
It's
Bobby Stephanie.
Just answer it so she knows you're okay.
Yeah, you know? I'm going to put him on speaker.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Stephanie?
Yes, Mom, are you all right?
Yeah, she's on the radio right now. She's a little busy.
Okay, I'll say hi to Carson.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm good. I'll see you next week for my ZD, but Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Stephanie.
You know what she's always wanted to do is have her own radio station.
Oh, well.
They told me I'm going to do, right now, they told me I should do GPS.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I want her
Remember
to be.
Remember, they told me that.
100%. Oh my God. Don't you just want to hear what she sounds like when there's traffic up ahead? Hey!
Hey!
You should get off now!
Look, you look, missed look, the look, turn, look. Madon!
Oh, what's wrong with you? I told you to turn!
Could you just say a police reported ahead or something like that? Something like you're my Waze voice. Hey, look out, the cops!
Okay? Oh, the cops are there! Slow down!
Oh, so great.
Why are you in a hurry so much?
Why are you in such a hurry?
Yeah, I'm going to talk like you for like day. Yeah. And it'll slowly wear off.
I'm going to go back and listen to this podcast at slower speed.
Oh, so we all sound drunk.
This will sound like the best party ever. If you've never done that, listen to our podcast at slower speed. Just bring it down one little notch and everybody sounds like this.
Pull up my phone. I can do it.
Pull up that gold where... Oh, you're going to do it live?
Yeah, I was just going to pick one of the podcasts and slow it down so you can hear
it. Oh, you want to plug it?
Yeah.
There you go. Man. Yeah, so it's
Chris,
it's
I did something to my back. I don't know what I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you keep making faces over there. Like
yeah, it's like, and it's like high up on my, it's weird. I planted some new shrubs and stuff.
That's what happened.
And I don't.
You have shrub
do
back. Mm. I really Would you don't. Like me to shrub you back?
Well, have you bought shrubs lately?
Joey has.
Oh, boy, they like them. I've spent $600
on
shrubs.
It's out of this world. You got to go to McMinnville.
Okay, listen to this. This is last week's podcast.
But they were all like $5 bets that could have won $25,000.
Okay, then so, if you slow it down just
I'm
a little
like,
bit.
You know what? If I do, like, if I don't want $5 a week and I go with some crazy thing,
yeah.
People buy lottery tickets every
drunk.
Day.
Yeah, if you slow it down to half.
But then he bet on the Saints. And this is one of the greatest.
This got me so upset.
You ever, I say it all the time. If you ever want to know what it's like to hang out with the four of us and all be drunk, drink a little bit, listen to the podcast at half speed, because that's what we sound like.
This sounds like us sitting at the table in Japan with Jesse May. And Patrick was so sloshed that
night. Oh, dude, really? Really? I was sloshed, mister? I think I met a ninja. No, but I was sloshed.
Dude, he was. He was all in black.
Bubba walked up to this dude and asked him if he was a ninja. Well, but dude, before he did it, he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, Patrick, do you think that guy is a ninja?"
Well, he had a hood. He had a hood on, and he was all in black. I mean, he looked like he was
a hood on. He had a jacket on and a black hat.
No, he had a hood. I was like, dude.
So, Bubba literally walked up to the guy and asked him if he was a ninja.
And you know what? He laughed. He said yes. And then we drank together. We had a great night. It was a good time, man. We just hung out telling stories. I didn't understand his. I'm sure he didn't understand mine.
Well, this is a wonderful way to do the last podcast of the year. This is, I don't know what we were going to talk about, but this is way more entertaining, I think.
Well, I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Anybody have anything that they really needed to add?
Yes, I have something to add right now. Today is December 16th, 2022, exactly 26 years from the inception of Big D and I first stepping into a studio together to do a radio show.
Oh, that's right.
It is our, today's our anniversary.
Today's our 26th anniversary.
12/16/96 is when we actually first did a show together.
Wow.
Happy anniversary, boo.
Oh, don't.
Oh, don't.
You just made it weird.
Don't make it weird, Bubba.
Yeah. What's a, how can I, close your ears. How can I tell Bubba that I love him in Italian?
Ti amo.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Ti amo.
No.
Ti amo. Ti amo.
Ti amo.
Mm-hmm.
I love you too, man.
Aww. Yeah, well, you wouldn't get to wear.
As you do that,
before
I'm going to go work
you
at
go,
Joe's.
Do you know how funny
go,
that part's going to sound at quarter speed?
Could you just pretend that we're at Joey's and Bubba just grabbed my order by mistake, took a bite out of it, and brought it back up to the counter?
Hey, I got the wrong one. This one is vegetarian.
This guy. Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
Well, it looked.
What the hell's your problem?
Well, I wanted this. I was like, this is the this is
no,
mine.
You'll no, you have no name. Patience. Now you get nothing.
You called my
down.
Name.
Forget about it. If you're not going to give him his food, you're not getting nothing.
Yeah. Chris, so nice to meet you. I hope you have a great Christmas.
Same here, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Steve Byrne is coming up next.
Yes, for those of you who are listening on a podcast app, comedian Steve Byrne talks with us right after this wonderful closing jingle.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
That was so much fun. Thank you, guys.
Steve Burns joining us in the studio. The Last Late Night. It's out. It's on Amazon Prime. I'm about, I don't know, a few minutes into it, 15 or so minutes into it. And it's great. It's done well.
Oh, thank you.
I know that last time you were in, you had this idea you wanted to do like a, I don't know, kind of like, it's like a talk show where it's just you're the guest and the host.
Yeah.
Only thing you don't do is play the instruments.
That's right. Yeah. No one wants that.
Your band kind of gets out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, just all these hour specials these days, there's like a surplus of them. There's so many and they're all the same, right? Mm-hmm. And they're on Netflix. They're on every streamer. They're on YouTube. And I just thought, it'd be nice if somebody did something different. So that's what I did. I just took a late night talk show. You turn it on. The opening credits are like a late night talk show. There's a band. There's a live studio audience. And then you think about a talk show. It's really three styles of writing. It's monologue, kind of topical one-liners. Then you have panel. You sit at the desk. That's storytelling. Then you have traditional stand-up that's done at the end. So I have three styles of writing in this. It took me a while to learn the craft of monologue jokes.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a different muscle. It's like, oh, you're a comic, just go roast him. It's like, no, that's like that's Jeff Ross same, yeah. learned to do that. Like he doesn't just roast. Like he used to go to the television and film academy and watch
all the old roasts?
Clips. Yeah, all the old roasts. So I remember him going to the museum in New York City back in the day. So all these things are like different things you have to learn. And so that's why even in the commercial breaks we have crowd work. And that's a different muscle. So it's like four styles of comedy all in 60 minutes.
So when you take a commercial break, there's still crowd work going on just to kind of keep everybody energetic and
yeah, because I think these days, like you'll see, like there's comics like Anthony Jeselnik, right? He's a traditional set up, punch, set up, punch. So when you're watching this over the course of an hour, you kind of see the joke coming 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes in. You're like, all right, you sense the pattern there, right? So with this, it's like by the time you start feeling the pattern coming, we've moved on to the next thing. And so it just never gives you a moment to be dull. And I think the talk show is an antiquated form of entertainment these days. The variety show used to be the go-to, right? Mm-hmm. And that came and went, and it's died. There's no more of those. So this form of entertainment, I think we're the last generation to see it be relevant because you used to tune in the Tonight Show or The Daily Show or SNL to watch your favorite stars kind of reveal themselves. And now they're on TikTok and social media and Instagram.
So then what's next? What happened? What's the next evolution?
I think it's podcasts. It's people like Andrew Schultz. It's people like, you know, that are creating their own studio. They're not waiting to be anointed by the industry. Mm-hmm. They're just taking it upon themselves with a Wi-Fi service, three cameras, good lighting, and production value, and they're doing it all on their own now. Mm-hmm. So it's all changing right now. My kids don't watch TV. They're constantly on YouTube. And mm-hmm.
I mean, use YouTube as a channel. Like if you were to have, I don't know, like a network.
Yeah.
And it learns you. And as you're going, hey, do you like this? Yeah, I do. No, I don't. And then you get options.
Here's some more of these.
Yeah,
sure,
And you can, and then you find yourself like I followed a couple of people who are idiots that just go and tell you places to go eat in Pigeon Forge.
Sure.
Why? But I am. Whenever they put a new one out, right. I'm watching it.
You're there.
And thousands of other people are too.
And there's Netflix putting $6 million into 13 episodes of a show none of us have heard of.
Yes.
But you'd rather watch that, right?
Right.
And even on YouTube, like you can get away with material. You can say whatever you want. And like even on this one, Amazon Prime was kind enough to have it. I have the real estate there. Thank you. But, you know, all the late night talk shows, the political satire shows, they all lean hard left. and they just dispel vitriol and vile towards the right, right? And so I thought, let's go Carson on this. Let's go straight down the middle. Let's hit both sides equally.
Yeah.
And I definitely did that. The issue is that there's young executives that live in Los Angeles under the age of 30, or probably 32 or something like that, that are sitting there dictating what is going to make it on their streamer. I get it. It's their business.
So,
right?
Okay, you're saying you've had this list of banned jokes on Twitter, for example, and you've been showing the jokes that got banned from the special.
Yeah.
I assume that those are jokes that just got cut, and then you're literally telling me that somebody at Amazon said you couldn't have those jokes in there.
Basically, without saying it, they're saying you take these out or it's not going to be here.
Mm. Wow.
So that's essentially what happens. Yeah.
Huh.
So that's why I put those jokes in so people could see. It's like, it's not even that bad. They're just really clever.
No.
But if you'll notice, all six of those, and there's two more coming, all six of the one I posted so far, they all have a theme going through there where it's like, oh, this seems to be skewing one way. And so they kind of neutered a little bit of that neutrality that I was trying to maintain.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
So I was trying to.
Yeah, it's so hard to do a balance, and people don't understand that. To be able to go and pick with each other, I think, is probably the toughest thing, because it's super easy to pick a side and just go after the other. But to find that balance is amazing. And the fact that even that is a struggle for you because of, I hate saying censorship, but really that, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like this is a joke, right? I like, and this is one I know if I was in the special bag, oh, you got to take that out. And it's like,
if you tell this, though, you're going to have to tell another one the other side.
This is soft, right? A California man was arrested for having 8 pounds of heroin in a plastic bag. He was charged with felony possession of a plastic bag. So,
and that, you're serious. You really think that would get banned?
Given the standards of how progressive the agenda was, per what I saw and the notes. By the way, like if I read the emails back and forth that I had with the executives, you would laugh. You'd be like, there's no way we're going this deep on this stuff, because they are just jokes. But the tangents of which they were trying to tether these jokes to and say how they were offensive, it just, you know, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, plastic is the problem.
It's called The Last Late Night. It's on Amazon Prime. Steve Burns with us. We'll come back, talk more with Steve on the way. Hang on. Steve Burns joining us in the studio on Amazon Prime. He has this. It's called The Last Late Night, and I highly recommend it. It's fun. It feels comfortable because I grew up watching that style. The whole thing felt like I've seen it before, because I have.
Yeah.
But your slant, your turn on it is really good. And so, will you do more with them, or? Or are you kind of like, okay, that was fun, now I'm going to do my own thing?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, I called it The Last Late Night because it's like, again, an homage to like something that's gone. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't even know what's going on with the landscape of those shows. I have comics that do those shows that are friends that I just can't remember the last time I watched a late night show, late night talk show program.
Yeah.
It's not done traditionally. You do it on YouTube. And I just don't think anybody was better than Johnny Carson. And I studied this because, again, like we were talking about before, they're different muscles. So I had to learn how to write, you know, monologue jokes. I had to learn how to deliver them. I studied Carson so much.
You have a notebook here. Do you have some you'd like to try out on
You
us?
Brought a notebook in?
Oh, yeah, got a notebook.
I mean, So now since you do it, it's like, oh, I have these just prepared just in case. Uh-huh. I can rattle through like some of the ones that are that were banned, and then you could rim shot them, and then we could, you know, we could, we have some new ones. Okay, so like there's internet rumors that Margot Robbie and Emma Watson are teaming up to do a lesbian remake of Brokeback Mountain. And I got to tell you, on one hand, I'm so sick of Hollywood doing these unoriginal remakes. And on the other hand, lotion. So, bam. What was the other one? Guys, if you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. Believe me, I do. The other day, I was watching Women Swimming on ESPN, and I called 911 because I saw a suspicious package.
Ban.
Not surprised at all, but also that's a great
joke.
I love that joke. Yeah. Kamala Harris making history, first woman of Jamaican and Indian descent to be elected African American.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Ban.
Yeah.
No.
This is one I know would there's a new one. So, you know, there's a big debate now in California, the state of California, is reparations. Should we give reparations out? And I'm starting to believe in reparations. I really do. And I think if you voted for Joe Biden, you owe me gas money.
Right.
So that would have been bad.
That would not have made
can't
it.
Can't imagine why not.
Can't make it.
Oh, Taylor Swift just announced she's re-releasing old songs. And she's recorded them, and she'll be releasing them every few months. I think it's pretty cool. She got the idea from the Omicron variant. So, like, these are examples of the types of jokes that I know that they'd be like, no, that's offensive.
You probably
too.
Spent your whole career not writing timely material because it doesn't play well. I mean, you
but
know,
for
six
the monologues,
months from now,
you have to.
But yeah, that's a whole different type of comedy.
Yeah, that's why it took 5 years to develop that monologue joke, the monologue jokes, because there's going to be some semblance of them being evergreen. You know, there's going to be a sense where you could watch those 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and they'll still hopefully make sense for the most part. But you want to stay away from stuff like, you know, that.
But I do want to mention another thing that you did. You came on the show a long time ago and told us about a movie, The Opening Act, which you had written and directed and everything. Jimmy O, Cedric the Entertainer. That is still one of my favorite movies.
Oh, thank you.
It is so, so good. And if you've never seen it, I think it's on Prime. Also, I think you can rent it there and check it out.
You can rent it. Yeah, available on AMC Plus is where...
AMC
went,
Plus.
So,
yeah. All right.
Some of us subscribe to that. It's totally legitimate.
Do you have that?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know many people that have it, unless you're like a Walking Dead fan.
That would be why.
That seems to be the reason. But you can sign up. You join for 7 days. You unsubscribe if you don't want to stick around and pay for it. But you could watch it for free that way.
Yeah, it's really a funny movie and interesting to see that side of comedy from like the rest of us who aren't in comedy.
Yeah.
Don't understand.
Like everybody's been a zanies, right? But this is like an opportunity to go on the road with the comics and you spend the weekend with them. That's what it is. It's one weekend with a comic, the first time he's ever on the road, and all the failures essentially and lessons he's got to learn along the way to become a professional stand-up comedian.
I enjoyed the radio
like
part.
Radio.
I enjoyed the radio part. That was great.
That actually happened on KLOS in Los Angeles. Frank, Heidi, and Frosty at the time were on the air. Now it's just Frank and Heidi, and I'm good friends with them now. But they literally they kicked me off air while we're on the air. They kicked me off the air. Security came and escorted me out of the building.
Wow!
My good friend Sebastian Maniscalco at the time lived like literally two blocks away. So I walk over to his place, like pale and shell shocked. I knock on the door. He's like, come on in. I was like, do you have a radio? He's like, yeah. So we turned it on. We listened. And they are bashing me for the next 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
And he just looked at me. He's like, what did you do, guys? So I'll never forget that. Yeah. But all those stories in there, those are all things that happened with me. I ended up in a trailer with a girl in North Carolina. And her Marine boyfriend came home, and I'm pulling my pants up, jump out. I crawl underneath, and we're like in the middle of the woods. I mean, we are in the woods, so I am stuck under the trailer. I can't leave because they'll hear the creaking and stuff, and they'll hear branches cracking, and he'll look out and see a guy running, you know, through the woods.
Right.
And it's true. Like, there were all these guns in the house and shotgun shells and bullets and stuff. So I was like, I'm going to get shot. So yeah. I got to stay here. So I stayed there and I heard them bang basically above me. And then I waited for them to pass out. I remember they were watching Jerry Springer, and I heard her go, do you want Hot Pockets? And so they made Hot Pockets, and they ate Hot Pockets and watched Springer and passed out. And eventually I thought, okay, I think I'm good.
Is this a real story?
It's a real story. Yeah, it's all in the movie. Yeah,
You can't make that up.
The movie is really cool. It's called The Opening Act. Wow. I highly suggest checking that out as well as the Last Late Night.
Last Late Night, that's right. Yeah, streaming now, Amazon Prime. And by the way, like the reviews, everything, it's like 4.7 out of 5 stars.
Oh, wow.
So it's close to 100 ratings, so it seems to be doing well, yeah.
That's good, man. Congrats to you on that. Again, it's on Amazon Prime, Steve Byrne, The Last Late Night. Check it out. Dude, good to see you. Come back anytime.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Appreciate it.